It does seem that it's almost impossible now to not talk about Europe. Not only is British politics totally connected to Europe, but of course, very often, it's just the opinions of people here and what we think about Europe. Very often, though, it's simply that it's Europe which is meddling in British affairs. Now, balmy EU rules are costing British firms, this is in 5 years, £18.3 billion. The bill has been racked up since the Lisbon Treaty gave more power to Brussels. There's a new report which accuses the Eurocrats, with all the red tape and everything, of costing every UK household £700. Some other issues going on. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, is calling for more Commonwealth immigration as opposed to European immigration. This is something that I personally favour. Not quite sure what happened, but at some point, once we joined the European Club, we decided to start doing trade with Europe at the cost of trade with the Commonwealth. Now, given that the Commonwealth needs all the help it can get, all of the nations that are in the Commonwealth, maybe with the exception of Australia and Canada, maybe a few others, they would benefit greatly from greater opportunities to trade with Britain. So I think we should be doing that. We should be helping and trading, sending things over there, importing things from them, and doing more trade with the Commonwealth nations. And part of that should include some kind of immigration pact. And we should focus less on Europe and more on the Commonwealth. I think that would benefit many, many people. Anyway, in addition to that, there's been the issue this week of the European arrest warrant. Many people, many Tories, they don't want it. They don't like it. It seems Cameron wants it, and he may be prepared to get this legislation through Parliament with help of Labour. He's normally accused of ignoring the backbenchers. Well, it seems he's sticking to the plan by ignoring backbenchers again. Ian Austin is saying that in the Sunday Telegraph that Labour should apologise for the open borders. And Cameron is reportedly pursuing a migration plan that the Germans are offering. There's also talk that cheap labour has cost blue-collar workers dearly. There's something about that in the Sunday Telegraph. And someone here is saying that the fall of France could boost UKIP. That's in the Sunday Telegraph as well. So some interesting things, which, of course, the main story here in this particular broadcast is the cost to British business of EU regulation.